You have your Bible, turn this evening to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. I want to begin reading at verse 1. James chapter 1 and verse 1. The Bible says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And if you lack wisdom, let him ask. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. I want to preach this evening, God to be my help for just a little while, on how to be strong. Kind of a little peculiar out of this text, but I want to preach on that for a little while, on how to be strong. God desires us to be strong. God has the help to help us to be strong. And everyone, I believe, tonight admires a strong person. We admire strong people, don't we? Amen? We tend to look up to strong people, those that's strong. And everybody wants to be successful in this life. Amen? And most of the people that we know that are successful in this life are strong people. And most strong people in this life are successful people. Amen? Amen. Most strong people are successful people because they put forth the effort. So the question is not, how can I be strong and how can I be successful? Amen. Everybody wants to be strong and everybody wants to be successful. Praise the Lord. Ain't that our desire? That's why we work. That's why we go out and that's why we do what we do. So that we can be strong and successful so we can make an impression in this world. Amen. I don't believe there's anybody in the world that wants to go out there and just meander through this thing and try to come out and not accomplish anything. Now I know there's a lot of people that's doing that because they're not strong people. And because they're not strong people, they're not successful people. Amen. But if you look over in Joshua with us, Joshua chapter 1, I want to give you a few verses here and then we'll just look at some things that helps us to be strong. Amen. In Joshua chapter 1, amen, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Now you know what the story is. Moses has died. Joshua's going, he's preparing to go into the land, and Joshua becomes the one that's going to be the leader. Amen. In order to be a leader, you have to be strong. Amen? And if you're a strong leader, you'll be a successful leader. Praise the Lord. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, the Bible says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." So he says, okay, he said, if you'll meditate on this word, if you'll plant this word in your heart, then you'll, he said, you'll be prosperous and you'll have good success. So if you want to be prosperous and have success, praise God, meditate on the word of God. Think about what God is saying when the way God wants to take you. Verse 9 says, Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. Now he said, Joshua, you're fixing to go into a place that you've never been before, but praise God, it's going to be all right. He said, just be strong and of good courage, praise God. He said, I'm going to give you good success. I'm going to give you prosperity in the land. Amen. So that's what we're looking for tonight. We're looking for a success. We're looking for prosperity in the land. So when we search for strength, we look for strength, we have to be careful because there's a lot of false conceptions out there. There's a lot of people think, well, you know, I can be strong. If I just act big, tough, and strong, praise God, then I'll be strong. Do you ever notice some people that act big and strong? They try to act tough, but really they're not. Amen. They try to act strong. They try to act like they're courageous, but they're really not. Amen. They're just actors. They're portraying. But then some people, the false conception, you know, that somehow by magic, I'm just going to be a strong person. Amen. that by magic somehow I'll be a strong person, that it'll just happen one day. I won't say it doesn't happen that way. In order to be a strong person, the Bible says that we have to meditate on the things of God and allow God to give us of His strength. We need God's strength to be strong tonight. Amen? You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we're living a day and hour. We need to be ready. Like I preached this morning, those essential things that we need for our Christian life, praise God, it's what we build upon so that we can be strong. And God wants to help us make us strong. Not by magic, not by acting out, amen, our faith. We can act like we're Christians all day long. But I want to say, praise God, we're not actors, amen. We should be the real thing. Hello? We should be. Did you hear what I said? We should be the real thing. If we're claiming to be Christians, amen, then we ought to act the part. We ought to be the part. We ought to play the part. We ought to be that child of God that God would have us to be. Praise the Lord. Amen. But because of these false conceptions, we think that there's an easier way to have strength. And there's a lot of people in the world that's trying to be strong in a whole lot of different ways. Amen. But a failed misunderstanding that we have today is, you know, I want to be strong for the Lord. I want to be a strong person for my family. I want to be a strong person in my community. But you know what the problem is? We want that, but we don't want to put the effort out. We don't want to do what it takes to become that strong person. Amen. Lord help us. We need that strength from God, and we have to put forth the effort to accomplish that we'd like to accomplish tonight. Amen. You won't be strong for the Lord, praise God. The Bible says if you don't meditate upon the things of God, if you don't look at this book, if you don't make it the guide of your life, praise God, you'll be a weak Christian. I'm afraid what's happening today, we've got a bunch of pansy-wansy Christians out here because we're weak in our faith, because we're not rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Amen? We're just hitting it nonchalantly, take it or leave it, praise God, and we're not getting what God would have us to have. Amen? So we've got a false conception of this. We've got a false understanding of what it means to be a Christian. Amen? Praise God. So we begin to look at it, we begin to fail to see and understand the connection that it has. That connection that we have, that connection, that relationship, the scenario that goes together with being a child of God, loving the Lord Jesus, praying, loving the Word of God, loving the church of God, the people of God, the things of God. Hello? It all goes together, and that's where we build our, that's where we get our strength from. Amen. Without that, we're just weak and we just malinger around in this world, praise God, and we never have the strength that God wants us to have. That's why if we ain't careful, we'll just go with the flow. We'll accept anything coming down the pike. Amen. But God said we're never supposed to be like that. We're supposed to stand for something. Amen. And said when we meditate upon the things of God, when we see the goodness of God, amen, praise God, He gives us that strength. And James said when he's talking to the children of Israel that's scattered. They're scattered abroad. They're going through some rough times. Amen. I will say Israel's fixing to go through some rough times. Benjamin Netanyahu, he's done drawing a red line. Amen. To the Iranians, these others that's coming up against them, that want to destroy them and wipe them off from the face of the earth. Amen. But he's done drawing a red line. And I tell you what, when they draw a red line, praise God, that's where it stops. They don't play. Amen. He said they know where Iran's at as far as their nuclear dealings. And praise God, when they get ready, before they can launch it, before they can put that thing on one of them rockets and shoot it across the water, praise God, we're going to take them out. Amen. He put out there, said, if you think I'm playing, just try me. Amen. Because why? Because testings come. And this ain't the first time that they've been tested. James said, listen, said he said, count it all joy when the trying of your faith, praise God, worketh patience. Amen. When you fall into divers temptation and the trying of your faith, praise God, it worketh patience. He said, just count it joy. Amen. Why? Because he said that's what makes you strong. When you stand against the adversary. Who is our adversary? It's the devil. Amen. our adversary is the devil. Now, it's not the people around us, but it's the devil. And that cause and effect that we see tonight is what we put forth the effort and we try to see what God wants us to be. He said, when the trials come and the temptations come and the hardships come, pray God, just step out on faith. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ that He'll make that difference in your life. That He'll be there for you, praise God. There'll be times when nobody else can. Amen. You'll look around and they won't be nobody. But praise God, Jesus said, I'll never leave you. He said, I'll never forsake you. See, when we meditate upon the things of God, we begin to realize, praise the Lord, He's talking to me. It's easy to take that and say, well, praise God, He's talking to old brother Jeff over there and He promised He'd be there with him. But I want to say He's talking to old brother Jeff over here too. And He's promised to be there with me to help me, to lead and guide me, praise God, and to help me to get through. Amen. Praise God. He's helped, and He does that. He's helping me to be strong. And He's helping you to be strong, praise God. He comes, praise God, cause and effect, relationship. When we realize it, when we make that connection and we focus on the things of God, we allow God to, amen, to work on us. When that Word becomes real to us, it changes us. He's a whole lot. I talked to somebody this week, and they said, preacher, I'm just losing my family. So I don't know what to do. I said, what? Well, I said, well, and I asked the person, I said, well, what about you? And they looked at me kind of like a cow, a sheep looking at a new gate. And they said, what are you talking about? I said, what about you? I said, where are you in your relationship to the Lord? And they just hung their head and said, well, I'm not all that. You know. And I said, well, what you need to do if you want to fix it, praise God, is just get where you need to be. If we'll take this thing vertically, praise God, and we'll get ourselves right with God, then we can take it horizontally and fix things around us. Amen. Why? We become strong in the Lord. And folks begin to say, listen, folks like strong people. Folks like successful people. Hey, you may have, but when I was growing up, when I was in high school, I didn't hang out with the nerds. Amen? Did you? Huh? They were some people in the class that we considered nerds. You know, they was just all about studying, making good grades, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing. But they never liked to do anything that was fun. Amen? They never liked to have get any kind of entertainment. Now, their kind of entertainment, praise God, our kind of entertainment, the kind that we used to do probably wasn't the kind that was would have been really the thing that you'd want to do, praise God, and brag about it. But we never done nothing to hurt nobody. Amen? But we had opportunities that we took, but we didn't hang out with the nerdy kids. I'm saying that to say that we always wanted to hang out with those that were stronger. Amen? Those that we thought were successful. Amen. Those that people liked. Amen. That's the kind of people we wanted to be. But the Bible says that we get our strength from the Lord. Our success comes from Him. He said we're strong when we're strong in the Lord. Amen. And I've realized as I've got older, praise God, those people that I thought were so super successful and so super popular, praise God, they weren't the kind of people that I thought they were. Amen. But I've come to realize that even in my life, in my family, in my the people I went to school with, those people that have really become successful, those people that really amounted to something, there's those that's in church and that love God, amen, and are looking for His appearing. Those are the ones that's successful. Why? Because they have a blessed hope and a promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because they're rooted and grounded in the truth. And James said, he's talking to them, and he said, count all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. When the trials come, he said, that's when strength is shown. He said, that's when we grow strong. He said, that's where we get our strength from. But if we ain't careful, we miss our very source of strength. Now, in a natural world, we think we get our strength from working to develop into something. Amen? You'll get your work to develop a talent. And I tell everybody all the time now, you're just about better off now to go to a technical school and learn a trade than you are to go in a four-year college and get a degree. Amen. That degree looks good on paper. But praise God, it don't do much when you go, when you want to go to that laying hands on. These folks here that work, people, and they can tell you, there's a whole lot of folks out there with some good looking degrees, praise God, but they don't know nothing about putting their hands to the plow. I'd rather have somebody that can put their hands to the plow, praise God, and get in there and work. And he said, that's how we begin to learn. Nature tells us that when we begin to put our hands to the plow and we begin to do the work, that's how we begin to grow. That's how we get strong. Amen. When you really begin to do the work. And that strength comes when we have through the repeated success of doing that work in a goodly manner. Amen. Being successful in what we do. That's what makes a difference. When we realize, praise God, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And we put our hands to the plow, praise God, and we don't look back. I know when I was going to school, I graduated, and they asked us what we wanted to do when we graduated. About, I think, Brother Chris, maybe the 10th or 11th grade, and I said, well, I want to be an auto mechanic and have my own shop. Amen. So I've told you a story. I went to graduate school, went to AB Tech, worked nights, went to AB Tech in the day, amen, to be an auto mechanic. But I finished out almost, I was right at the end of the second year getting ready to graduate. They called us in and said, well, we got some good news and bad news. Good news is you're almost finished. The bad news is you got to start all over. And we're like, what? I didn't give 2 years. Working all night long, getting off at 7 a.m., going straight to school and going 8 hours of school during the day. And you're telling me I got to start all over? So what's this? They said, well, said starting next year, the electronic ignition and fuel injection's coming out, and you got to learn all that over. Amen? Done away with the old points in the carburetors, Brother Bill. Or Brother... Bud, amen, praise the Lord. But they said they got rid of all that, praise God. So now you've got to learn it over, amen. So you got to focus. You know what? Praise God. We was learning. We was looking. We was trying to. Amen, praise God. And I was pretty good with them. I don't know nothing about this new stuff, amen. It just, phew, amen. So I was working at Shaw in Sweetville. I was working as a maintenance man. Praise God. So I went in as a fuzz picker. Amen. Little drill with a little thing on it. You go through those spools of picking the fuzz out so it don't mess them up. Started out as a fuzz picker while I was getting school, praise the Lord. Moved up to a maintenance technician. Glory be to God. And they said, hey, listen, you're not going to be able to, you're going to have to go back to school. You're going to have to develop a more into your trade. Praise God. I said, well, praise God, I know something I can do. So I just stuck with maintenance and industry. Praise the Lord. I developed into that. Amen. Wasn't the plan that I had. But I guess it was the plan that God had. Amen. You see how it works? It's just the same way, praise God. Naturally, praise God, we just have to develop our talent. We have to develop our skills. Amen. To become that. It's the same way spiritually. Spiritually, we have to develop our talents. Amen. And it doesn't always come easy. We develop it the same way we do our other skills. By learning and studying and praying and seeking, meditating on the things of God, and we begin to attain to that strength that God has for us. But if we don't work at it, then we never have that strength. And we stay weak. That's why a whole lot of folks aren't very good witnesses. Because we're weak in our faith. Amen. But when we begin to grow spiritually, we begin to study the Word, we begin to look at God, we begin to pray and seek His face and get closer to Him, He begins to grow us and nurture us, praise the Lord. We get off the milk, in other words, and we get on the meat. Amen. There's a lot of folks been sitting in this thing for 30 or 40 years and still on the meat. We've never got into, are still on the milk, we've never got on the meat. Amen. We're still just little bee babies. We're still weak in our spiritual life. And God said by now we should be getting stronger. Amen? We should be building strength. Our spiritual strength, James says, it comes through putting forth an effort. He said that diligent effort that we work at day after day after day to be a good Christian. Amen. To be successful in our faith. We don't ever think of it like that. I was coming home Friday and we ended up sitting up on 77 for 2 hours. It's a bad wreck. I told my mother, I said, we'll go ahead and try to make it down to 81 and we'll stop and get lunch. Well, the good Lord, I guess, just worked out because we had my mother's little dog with us. And Rusty got the whining. He needed to go. Amen. And so when Rusty needs to go, we stop. Amen. Mother says, he needs to go potty. I said, all right. I said, we'll stop and just eat lunch now. So we stopped and we filled up a gas and we let him do his business and we ate lunch. We got back in the car and headed back down 77. Got down there. We hadn't been on the road 5 minutes till there's a great big wreck up ahead. Both lanes was blocked. We sat on the interstate for 2 hours and didn't move. And I was just sitting there and I was thinking on that. And I told Mother, I said, you know what? To God be the glory. Amen. I kind of got frustrated for just a minute. I know yous wouldn't. Amen. Brother Chris, I'm the kind of person, when I head out for the house, I go to the house. And I was sitting there just a few minutes. I began to get frustrated within this old flesh. And it's got like God began to settle in there on me. And he said, glory. I said, glory be to God. I said, Mother, you know what? I said, if we had went ahead like we had planned on doing, that could have been us up there. Amen. We could have been the ones that was crushed up in them cars ahead of, had both lanes blocked, cars tore all to pieces, bodies carried off in ambulances. But thanks be to God that he took charge of the situation, praise God, through a little old bitty dog and put us on the side of the road. Amen. That's the God I serve, praise God. And I'm trusting Him tonight. I'm strong in Him tonight because He is God. Amen. I've learned that. Praise the Lord. It's not in me, but it's in my Savior. And all the strength that I have comes through trusting, knowing Him. And the more I know and the more I understand about Him, the more trials I go through, the more things He brings me through, the more I love Him. The more I recognize Him, the more I realize His power. He said, I have all power in heaven and earth. And praise God, sometimes He just ministers some of that to me. Amen. Gives me strength on purpose. Why? Because I'm a looking to Him. Praise the Lord. That effort in 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6. He said, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. He said, there's a whole lot of trials that's coming your way. He said, for a season, there's a whole lot of trials coming your way. Amen. Manifold temptation, lots of temptation, lots of trials. He said, but that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. He said, those things that you're going through now, He said, it won't even, the trials of your faith, praise God, it won't even compare to the joy and the glory that you'll behold in Christ Jesus your Lord. Just keep pressing on. Keep pressing on through the trials. Don't worry about it, amen. Just keep on looking up. Praise the Lord. He said, it's going to get better farther on. He said, James is telling us here, he said, just take the trials, praise God, in stride, realizing that temptation, trials will come. Praise God, but just keep pressing on for Christ, for His sake. Amen, because there's a finish line up ahead. Praise the Lord. So we see the lessons in our strength. Amen. If we ain't, we're always wanting to take the easy way out. Amen. That's human nature. Human nature is to take the easy way out. And human nature also complains when things get hard. Don't they? Amen? We want to take the easy way out and we complain when it gets tough. Now we may have, well, praise God, we may be having mountaintops experience for a month at a time. just rejoicing, having us a time, praising the Lord, giving Him glory, and all of a sudden hardship comes. And old devil coming on, Brother Jeff, and he'll bust our butt just like punching a pin in a balloon. Next thing you know, just a minute, all the air's let out of us. Amen? We forget. Just a minute, the old devil and this old flesh, praise God, can make us forget where we were. Can make us forget where we're headed. And we'll get the mully grubs. And Brother Robert's talking about in Sunday school this morning, they'll talk about quitting. Amen? Amen. We'll start talking about when things get difficult, first thing people say, well, I'm just going to quit. And that's what we'll do on the Lord. The first time things don't go our way, we'll just quit. Say, well, this is pretty difficult. It's hard. Listen, the Bible never tells us it'll be easy. He said it would be, James said it would be difficult. He said they would be trials, but he said God Almighty's bigger than the trials. Amen. He'll deliver safe through those trials. Bless His holy name. So what are you saying? I'm saying what we need to do. Now listen, what we need to do is just seek out those difficult things. Amen. Seek out, hunt for the difficult things and address them first. Amen. When you get the difficult things out of the way with the help of the Lord, then the rest of it's just a piece of cake. Amen. It's a walk in the park. So we focus on the hard things. Amen. Listen, you young people that's in school, if you'll take your hardest class and focus on that class, you'll take that hardest... Let me just go this way. You take that hard thing that your parents want you to do. That thing that seems hard that they want you to accomplish, that they ask you to do. And you just hit that thing with all your might. Amen? Just do it the best of your ability. Just hit it wide open as hard as you can. You know what'll happen? Number one, you'll probably get it done. Even though your old flesh may say, well, that's too hard, they're asking too much. I want to say, praise God, if you'll hit it as hard as you can, amen, you'll probably accomplish. And if you can't, you know what? Mom and Daddy love you. They're going to be there beside you to help you to accomplish that they've asked you to do. See, Mom and Daddy's like the Lord. Amen. I know that from experience because I've got a mother, praise God, and she had jumped through hoops for me. Amen. And I've been blessed. I've never had to ask my mother for nothing. But praise God, she's always there offering to help, even though I didn't need it. Why? Because she's seen I was trying and giving it my best. So just give your best. You take your classes, your schooling. Amen. And you go in there and you're seeking, you're struggling, you're trying to make the A's. Amen. Making those A's have become a priority in your life. Let me just say this. Just forget about making the A's. Amen. Just forget about making the A's. Forget about making those good report cards. Now I got some parents with eyes this big. I said, preacher, you've lost your mind. But you know what you do? You get that hardest teacher you've got, the hardest subject you got, and you dive into it and you learn it the best you can. Amen. You put forth the effort, praise God, to learn it. And you know what? Praise God, you won't have to worry about the grade. When you put forth the effort to learn it, the grades will come. Amen. See, that's the same thing with being a child of God. When we put forth the effort to learn, praise God, if we want to be strong in the Lord, we put forth the effort and the rest will come. Amen. He begins to strengthen us. He begins to build us up. He begins to give us the strength and the power from on high so that we can press on for the mark of that high calling in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Praise God. It's the same way down in the workplace. When that boss man comes along and he assigns you that hard task, maybe he's asking you to do something that you've never done before. But the reason he asks you is he's got the confidence that you can do it. Amen. So you put forth that effort. You give him 110%, praise God, in effort to try to get it done and see if he's a good boss man, praise God. And if you can't do it, he'll see you struggling. He'll fall in beside you and he'll show you. See, it's that teaching, that instruction that we need to make us strong in the Lord, to build us in character and stature, praise God, to make us prosperous. Amen. God's teachings, He wants us to be strong so that when we tackle whatever it is, that hard thing, James is saying, praise God, just learn that God is there with us, praise God, and we'll have these hard things, but God will help us through the hard things. And in the process, He'll make us strong. Amen. He'll make us strong. He'll teach us strength. He'll give us strength, praise God, to overcome whatever obstacle it might be. And He'll make us prosperous along the way. Amen. See, that's just the way God does. It's amazing how God works this thing out. He said, if you'll just trust in me, meditate on me, and follow me, He said, I'll take you into better, greener pastures. Amen. He said, I'll take you beside those still waters. He said, I'll restore your soul. Praise God. He said, God says, I'll accomplish those things in my strength that you don't have strength to accomplish. See, listen, folks, we're serving an almighty God tonight. Amen. One who's able to do all things. And what He does so well. When we put our faith and our trust in Him, amen, and allow Him to be the Lord of our lives. Praise God. He's there. He's wanting to. He's encouraging us, come in me. He said, come to me, all you weary and heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. He said, take my load upon you. He said, swap with me. Amen. Praise God. He said, my burden's light. Praise God. What is that burden? It's just to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, I'll take all of yours, and you just take mine. Praise God. He said, just believe on me, trust in me. Praise God. And He said, I'll get you through this thing, and I'll get you through rejoice, and I'll get you through prosperous. Amen. Have good success. Praise the Lord. See, a lot of preachers preaching health and wealth, praise God. But they don't preach about salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord. But through Him, praise God, we can get it both. Why? Because what we don't have here, He makes up for it in glory. One day in a little while, praise the Lord, we'll see the rewards that we have in heaven. Amen. And all the things that we go through here won't compare to what we have over there. Amen.